All right, well, let's get to your next game. Strap in, everybody, because it's time for Anagrams on the Radio. Stephanie Golis, your name anagrams to nostalgia sheep. Are you, in fact, nostalgic for sheep?
It's interesting that that's the way it worked out, because I just got back from Iceland, and Iceland is sheep crazy. There are sheep everywhere.
Julia Leffler, your name anagrams to fulfill a jeer. Why must you jeer so much?
Well, I am a native New Yorker.
Right. It's just so, in your soul.
Yeah, it comes with the territory.
Excellent. So this word game is called Mr. Mojo Risin, because we decided to inject a little rock and roll into our anagram game by adding the most famous anagrammed name in rock, Mr. Mojo Risin, the anagram for the Doors lead singer Jim Morrison that he gave himself. So pay particular attention to the end of each clue, because the answer we're looking for is an anagram of the last word you hear. So let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, for an example.
So if we said, in the title of Mr. Mojo Risin's favorite Dumas novel, how many musketeers are there? You would say three, which is an anagram of the word there.
All right, so Stephanie, you won the last game. If you win this, you're right into the final round. Julia, you need to win this game, or we'll be wishing you body ego. That's an anagram of goodbye. Okay. All right. After a long day in the studio, Mr. Mojo Risin relaxes with some Darjeeling, oolong, and other drinks from the East. Julia.
Teas.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Mr. Mojo Risin's car manufacturer of choice is this electric car maker with the Model 3 on its production slate. Stephanie.
Tesla.
That is correct. Mr. Mojo Risin is wondering, what device can I use to switch my TV to a movie where the Earth gets destroyed by a massive meteor? Julia.
Remote.
Exactly. Yeah. Mr. Mojo Risin should have paid more attention in art class. He forgot who made the impressionist painting La Classe de Danse. Egads! Stephanie.
Degas.
Yes. We don't hear enough egads these days, do we?
I feel like we do.
That was it? That was
about
enough. If you want to see the Lizard King's self-portraits, this is where Mr. Mojo Risin's art is shown, largely. Puzzle guru Art Chung?
It's where art is shown.
Largely. Stephanie?
Gallery.
Gallery is correct. This is your last clue. Mr. Mojo Risin loves to go here completely naked, except for his ski poles. Julia.
The slopes.
Well,
poles. Slope.
Slope, yes.
There you go.
Slope is correct. Well done, Julia. All right. Puzzle guru Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
We have another tie.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hands on your buzzers. Here's your tiebreaker. Mr. Mojo Risin knows his ankle is in this position relative to his elbow. Julia.
Below.
That is correct. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
You've tied it up at one game apiece, so it's time for the tiebreaker round. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth, naming things that fall into category. Your category is, from 2000 to 2015, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Julia, you're first up.
Johnny Depp.
That is correct, twice, in fact. Stephanie, your turn.
Chris Hemsworth.
That is correct, in 2014. Julia.
Christian Bale.
No, I'm sorry, he's not on the list. Congratulations, Stephanie. You're moving on to the final round.
Wow. All right, it's settled. Our finalists are Brian and Stephanie. They are going to face off in our final round at the end of the show. And Ask Me Another is hitting the road. We'll be in Dallas at the Majestic Theater on September 27th. That's right, we'll be deep in the heart of Puzzle Country. More information at amatickets.org. Coming up, our special guest Natasha Lyonne goes from the big house to some random houses owned by literary bigwigs. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.